Back on Classic Hits 92X, Jesse Goldberg Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach John Tamargo Jr. JT, what would you say your basic philosophy for hitting is?
Philosophy, we're going to try to stay through the middle of the field. You know, we don't want to get too pull happy, but we also don't want to hit the ball the other way. We want to be able to, as a team, go line to line. When I mean line to line, left field line to right field line, you know, it makes it tougher to defend you when you're able to do those things.
Your thoughts on the team's offense so far this year?
So far, I'm really happy. You know, we got some guys doing really good. Some guys are, you know, in the middle of the pack. But for this first month and a half, things are going really well. Guys are working hard. They're staying with their approach, and they're doing things the right way.
Who have you seen, I guess, the most leaps and bounds from, the most growth from since spring training?
I would have to say Jimenez. I mean, he didn't start the season with us, but he came up here, and he got really hot, and then he cooled on a little bit. But as of late, he's been swinging the bat really well in his approach, and you know, he's taking what the pitcher gives him. You know, he's taking a few walks, trying to cut down his strikeouts a little bit, and he's doing a heck of a job.
Of the rest of the guys, are there any guys that right now you think we're going to see a breakthrough from them in the coming days or weeks?
I think Ryan Schimpf is right there. I mean, he's been taking good swings all year, just missing on a couple. If we can get him going, you know, hitting third in the order, that should really take us off, you know, scoring more runs and doing more damage during the game.
Speaking to John Tamargo Jr., the Lugnuts hitting coach on the pregame show, JT, this is your first year in the Blue Jays system. Last year, you were in independent ball. Years before that, you worked your way up to AA with the Houston Astros system. How is it different coaching in single A compared to independent ball and AA?
I think with in A ball, it's a little different than AA. You know, we're trying to get these guys a foundation for their career, show them how to work. Most of these guys have never played 140 games, and that's a really big part of it. You know, so they don't overwork themselves, so they know how to work, they know how their body works, and just try to get them on the right track so that then when they go higher, it's more of, you know, what's the pitcher trying to do, this and that, more in-game stuff. We don't do as much in-game stuff here. It's more the pregame stuff, the preparation, so that when they move on to higher levels, they're ready for that.
So let's say you're working with these guys at batting practice. Is there anything specific that you're looking for from them?
For us, batting practice, it's really you go out there, you get loose, you look at the background, you know, especially when we go on the road, you see different things. Just trying to pick up the ball, trying to see the ball. And my biggest thing for batting practice is try to keep the ball, no fly balls. You know what I'm saying? Let's hit hard ground balls. Let's hit hard line drives. And because what happens is when the game starts, that'll carry over into the balls getting in the gap and even some home runs.
This team has only hit two home runs since April 24th. However, leading the league in doubles, and not only leading the league, it's not even close, 93, 94 doubles this year. What do you chalk that up to?
I think it's the guys really being good about their approach. I mean, doubles are a power number, and we've talked about that. You can get up with a man on first base and have an RBI, hit a double in the gap. And, you know, playing in Lansing is a big ballpark and with big gaps. And if we can get the ball in the gap and we have some speed, we can run around a little bit. And that's kind of our team right now. We really don't have a guy with, you know, legitimate 30, 40 home run power, you know, like some of the other clubs do. So we're taking what they give us, and we're doing a really good job at that.
How was this transition for you? You played in the minor leagues. How did that first come about that you said, you know what, I can coach here too?
Well, I was released. I was in 2004. I was in spring training with the Astros as a player, and they released me the last day, and they asked me if I wanted to coach, and that's how that started, and I've been going ever since then.
How did you join the Blue Jays organization?
Doug Davis is the – he managed me when I was with the Mets for 3 years. He's our field coordinator. And as soon as I heard he got the job, I gave him a call and, you know, we had an interview, a couple interviews and this and that, and talked to Anthony Iaposi, the hitting coordinator. And, you know, about a week later, 2 weeks later, they called me up and asked me if I wanted a job.
Simple as that. Mm-hmm. And finally, your father is the manager of the Clinton Lumber Kings. How closely do you two communicate during the season? When was the last time you talked?
It was probably about 3 days ago. We try to talk, but sometimes our schedules are, you know, a little different. They play a day game or it's raining or, you know, stuff's going on. And, you know, he's the manager, so he's at the park. And he gave me an excuse the other day when he didn't call me back. Is that his cell phone doesn't work in the clubhouse. So I chalked that one up to that. But we try to communicate every couple days, every 2-3 days, you know, see what's going on and how they're doing it. But I look And I know he looks at our box score every day, and I look at what his team's doing. So, you know, that's a way of communication, too. And I ask them how they're doing and how everything's going and things like that.
See yourself as a manager someday, just like him?
Hopefully, yeah. You know, I really enjoy this hitting part of it. But, you know, eventually one day, yes, I'd love to be a manager and have my own team and, you know, go from there.
JT, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're listening to Lugnuts Pregame on Classic Hits 92X.